Now, the finance linked individual subsidy program is a housing subsidy for first-time home buyers to assist with purchasing a home. Now, last year's budget speech announced that households with an income between 3,500 rands and 22,000 rands may qualify for this program subsidy if they meet all the criteria. Catherine Lees, head of marketing at One Life, joins you now to tell you a bit more about this, because I must say this is something new to me. Catherine, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Mbekile. Thank you very much for having me.
So just a brief explanation once again. I mean, the Finance Links Individual Subsidy Program, what is it? What does it do? I've tried to explain it, but it was for the first time that I heard of it this year.
Yes. So what it does is it allows a little bit of relief to first-time home buyers, because there are a lot of associated costs with buying a home. And what it aims to do is give them some relief on the transfer duties and all the associated costs with setting up a home loan, so that they can spend more, so that they can get into the property market sooner. And that's what we're expecting from the budget speech, is to understand exactly what the limits are for the 2020-2021 finance year.
Because that would have been my next question in terms of, I mean, are we even expecting the finance minister to talk about this? Or is it one of those things of, look, we can't afford it anymore, so move on. You're not getting any assistance from us. Is it one of those things that the finance minister has to speak about, that we are waiting for the parameters?
I think he alluded to it last year, and I'm hoping that we're going to get a lot more details this year around how it can give us much more room for liquid cash, how it can open up a lot more opportunities for people to get into the property market and to own their own homes, which is fundamental to, you know, your growth stages in life.
Let's talk about the growth stages in life. I mean, home ownership is an important life stage. What are the three key areas or things that people looking to purchase their first home need to know about this transition through life?
I think the most important thing to remember is that there are more costs to buying a home than merely the bond. And that's where this financial linked individual subsidy program really can come into play, because it can relieve some of the pressures there. When you buy your own home, you've got moving costs, you've got renovations, you've got rates and taxes and insurance for your property. All of those things that really start chewing up your monthly income. So when you can stay away from things like transfer costs and bond registration costs, hopefully the FLISP will be able to help us, to help people that have homes that are that have a value of less than 900,000 rand, not pay those transfer fees. So it frees up cash to tide you over those first few months as you adjust to being a new homeowner.
If you've just joined the conversation, you're not lost. It is 11 minutes before we get to 5 o'clock. You're listening to the voice of Catherine, who's the head of marketing at Life, at rather One Life, joining you to talk to you about the Finance Linked Individual Subsidy Program, which is a housing subsidy for a first-time home buyer to assist with purchasing a home. Last year's budget speech, as Catherine mentioned, it was announced that households with an income of between 3,500 and 22,000 may qualify is it 35,000? Why do I keep saying, is it 35,000?
It's from 3,500
okay.
to 22,000.
So I was correct. Yes. So they may qualify for this subsidy if they meet all the criteria. And just talking about the criteria, is it just about the money, or what are other things that they look for you to qualify?
There are a number of things. So they look at your, obviously, your finances. They also look at your opportunity. Are you a first-time home buyer? Do you have other investment properties? So there's a number of criteria that they break down for you to qualify for the FLISP.
So what?
It's not just a finance thing.
Uh-huh. And what role does life insurance then play in this case? And why, is it not to be taken as a side note for a home buyer?
So life insurance is really important, because not only does it cover potentially the cost of your bond, so the value of your bond, but it also is used to cover your debts, so that your loved ones aren't left with any hefty bills to pay. So if you were to pass away, it's most important to remember that your family still needs a roof over their head. They still need food on the table. Kids still need to go to school. And it gives you the protection and the peace of mind that should something happen to you, those costs will still be taken care of. And very often in South Africa, we don't have a lot of people in a household that are working. So when somebody or the breadwinner passes away, if there is no one to left to take over the bond or the rental payments or anything like that, very often families are left in distress. So as a main breadwinner, it gives you great peace of mind that should something happen to you, your family could continue without you being there.
And, you know, when we look into this and we look at this from the angle of a new home buyers, is it advisable then, Catherine, that if you're thinking of buying a home, you need to seek advice? Because the more I listen to you, the more I find out there's too many moving parts here that could get you in a bundle if you're not careful. So is it best to do that? And can I maybe contact, I don't know, Wildlife to ask?
So it's very important that you do a full assessment before you buy a home, that you do a full assessment of all your expenses, because owning a home means that all of the responsibilities of maintaining that house fall on you. When you rent a house, it's the landlord's responsibilities to maintain your property. When you own the home, it's all your responsibility. So there are a number of layered costs that come into play when you own a home. You have buildings insurance, you have rates and taxes, lights and water, sewage, maintenance of the garden. You've got people who need to, you know, look after the exterior of your house, so keeping the maintenance of your house up to date. So there are a number of costs that you need to consider before you leap into home ownership. And it's always a good idea to chat to your bank, because your bank has a very good idea of exactly what your financial situation is as a whole. And they're able to advise you exactly how much of your money or your salary on a monthly basis you would be able to put aside towards all the expenses of your house. And they would be able to advise you on exactly what you would qualify for from a bond point of view. So my first call would be definitely to speak to your bank. Once you've determined that you're going to buy a house and your finances are in order, then it's very important to contact a life insurer, because the life insurer will be able to assess exactly what income needs to be replaced should you no longer be here. And then you can go into the property market with a free heart and enjoy living in your own space.
Catherine, before we let you go, though, what would then be your parting words to the listeners around this conversation?
I think for me, it's very important to understand exactly who you are, what your goals and ambitions are, what your growth moments are. So is owning a home a growth moment for you? Is that something that you want in your future? And if it is, start putting in plans today. You've got the next decade to put together a brilliant plan that could change your family's life just by putting small changes today and assessing all of the aspects of your life, whether it be your finances, your insurance cover, your family structures. This is a great time of the year as we go into a new decade to start just doing a bit of a spring clean of everything and making sure that you're financially fit for your future.
Catherine, thank you so very much for joining us on the show. Very good morning to you.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
Absolutely fantastic. That is Catherine Lees, Head of Marketing at One Life.